just talking with everybody here this morning. I am loving this. Going to be chatting with Becky DeFries here in just a few minutes, Three Rivers Crisis Center. But first, we're talking Richland Wilkin Foundation. Guess who stopped in? Jana Berndt.
She's back.
You are back from hurricane-ravaged Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
So give us a skinny. What does that look like
as
you were leaving?
Wow. Devastating. Yeah. Devastating down there. We were grateful. Some flight delays and some flight changes, but we were down visiting with family, and so glad to be home.
Definitely thoughts and prayers with those people.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
We were talking, you got a busy, busy schedule coming up for the foundation. You got all sorts of things in the air. Tell us about...
When we were trying to decide what to talk about, I couldn't pick one, just one, right? Yeah, this is a busy time of year. We're currently in our granting period right now, so nonprofits are busy working on plans for next year and where do they need their funds to kind of pull it all together.
Because, right.
Again, the mission of our foundation is really to make this a better place to live, mm-hmm. to work, and to raise our families. And so we're constantly working with our nonprofits to help kind of pull that all together. And we're grateful for the work that's being done by the nonprofits. But this time of year is really a focus to help us raise those funds and put it all together so that we can make the grants. And so...
You do make it a better place to live.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
You do.
That's good to know that our mission is being carried out. You know, one of the other pieces I don't talk a lot about on our mission is we're also here to try to help... increase philanthropy. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what we're talking about this fall a little bit is helping people connect their passion with the projects that are happening in town. And we're kind of that group that
I love
you
that.
you can give your money here. And, first half of the year, we gave out 32 different grants. And, so it was about $46,000. Last year, I think we did 76 grants for a total of $80,000.
That's incredible.
So when you can give your 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 or let's say 100,000, whatever that money is, you're going to pool it together with many others in this community that want to make this a better place to live and work.
And that's just staying right here at home, too. I love
it
that.
That is one of the unique things, too, as I had an opportunity yesterday to tell our story again. And the United Way did a great job of doing work locally, but what was happening is more and more of our funds were being shipped out for fees, whether it was Chicago or Washington, D.C.
Okay.
The North Dakota Community Foundation is our parent company, so it all stays here, and a small amount of that goes over to North Dakota Community Foundation, but it's still in Bismarck, mm-hmm. employing employees in the state. So you want your money to stay local,
yeah.
This is the organization that can help, and again, we're that group that can bring all of it together under one roof. So one of the new things we're trying this fall is to partner with our agri community. And so we had a luncheon here a couple weeks ago and talked to some of our elevators, talked to some of our farmers, and really educated them again what we're doing in our organization and how can they partner with us. And so we've started this program where, and many others have taken advantage of it through different organizations, but they could gift some of their product, some of their stuff that they're taking off the field. And,
sure.
And there's some real tax advantages that we're learning through some accountants to do that. In other words, they grow the soybeans, and they can write off all of the expenses. But when it comes time to gifting it, let's say they gift some bushels of it, they don't have to take any of those bushels into income, but yet they got to write off the expenses.
So really?
It's pretty cool.
That's a
win-win.
And
I think depending on which state, there's even some more things that can be valued through the taxing. And again, I'm not an accountant, so people need to talk to their accountants before they start listening to Jana Berndt on the tax ramifications. But
know your numbers, though.
I mean, we had Daniel Juleson at our meeting, and mm-hmm. he clarified some great things. So I'm just kind of paraphrasing what Daniel shared with us. But it's just our ag partner program. And there's a bunch of information on our website if people want to learn more. The elevators are aware of it, so we've educated them and got materials to them. So if you're a farm family and you want to find a way to partner with an organization that's helping our community, this might be a way for them to get involved. And again, our website is northdakotandcf.net/RichlandWilkin. And if that's too much to write down and I said it too fast, just Google Richland Wilkin Community Foundation.
Right. You'll find all the information there.
You'll find it all there, and it's right on the front page. But this will all come together, and then we'll kind of celebrate this on November 9th. We're having a Harvest Fest up at the City Brew Hall.
Okay.
It's another one of our Power of 100 events, but we've got the, have you heard of Ice Wind Brewing out of Mapleton, North Dakota?
I have not, but some tells me I will.
Yeah, my goodness. They're going to come in with their product, and then we've got a fun harvest-type meal. I know one of them was some sort of beets that they were going to do something kind of fun, and there's a whole list of things that they're, the chef up there is pretty creative. So, going to be a fun night. Again, all that's on our website, so I could go on. We could sit here all day and talk about the fun things that are happening.
Well, I'm always amazed at the outreach that the foundation has. I don't think there's any group or any part of our communities that you don't reach. Somehow
we're trying to make this a better place, and we're working hard to bring people together to, because we aren't doing it.
Yeah.
It's not us. We're just kind of that liaison to help bring others and recognize what a beautiful community we do have.
So. Well, you do amazing work. Thank you for that.
You and everybody
on the foundation.
Yeah, I appreciate being able to use this as another way to get the story out.
So. You got it. That's why we're here.
Yeah, great.
And folks, if you missed any of this or just tuning in, this will be up in podcast on our website later on this afternoon.
And I can share it on our website and social media, too.
So. Fantastic.
Great.
Jana, always great to see you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you got back from Florida.
I know.
Safe.
I'm not going back anytime soon.
Take care, and we will talk very, very soon. It's 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
With over 125 million acres of farmland across the Midwest, we recognize how much we need our farmers. At OK Tire and Firestone Ag, we are dedicated to keeping your wheels turning. Our highly trained technicians will be there to safely perform on-site and in-field service, because we know that reliable equipment means better performance to keep your farm up and running. At OK Tire, we're here to serve you. To all of the hard